to another episode of Here's Your Stories. I'm sorry it's been such a long time, but please don't put your ears down, because now there will be more. This episode is called The Unwelcome Guest. And today's story is about a man who owns a bake shop. And at the bake shop, there are cookies and cakes and everything. Now let's hear from him. So, once upon a time, there lived a man, and he loved to bake. He had loved to bake since he was a child. So one day, he opened a store, which people were allowed to bake at. He would give them materials for baking and the ingredients, and they could bake whatever they wanted. He would also bake the finest cakes and the most delicious cupcakes and anything you could imagine. But most of all, his favorite thing to do was sift flour. So every day he would run to the flour room and sift flour. He would sift for hours and get covered in flour, like he did when he was young. But one day, he got a message from the king. You are invited to a royal dinner. We will be serving your cakes and cupcakes and fudge and pudding and everything else. So, will you please come? The letter said. Of course I will, he said. So, he looked in his closet and found his favorite outfit. It was white as the sifted flour, with beautiful pink and yellow cakes decorated with brown sprinkles and rainbows of strawberries. Oh, here it is, he said. I knew it was in here, and then he went out to work. When the day of the party came, he worked so hard because there were so many customers trying to get stuff for the party. Oh, please, will you sell us this? Oh, please, will you sell us that? We want some of your finest fudge. No, some cake. No, some cupcakes. We want to buy everything you have. So they waited until the customers left. And then he realized that his clothes were covered in flour, and he had no time to change. So he rushed to the palace, where the guards looked at him and said, huh, are you the ghost of a baker? Why are you all white? They scoffed as they opened the door to him. Well, and then they let him in. Well, he was a cheerful fellow, a talkative fellow. He loved to talk and be friendly. So every person he met, he said, hi, hello, how you doing? Isn't this party great? But they just looked at him and went, pfft. Why did he come here in that outfit? Instead of going, whoosh. He's pretty, they went, blah, blah, blah. I didn't. And then nobody would even come near him. And he had been too hard working to eat that day. So he was starving. So he went home and boo, 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 boo. We'll get back to the story after a quick break. Do you like stories with lots of adventure and magic? Read Land of Stories. It's amazing. So when we left off, a man just went to a party in a white outfit because he just sifted flour. So he went home and he changed into a magnificent outfit and he came back and everybody loved him. Why, hello! What a nice day. I love your Sure, I wish I thought of wearing something so sweet. And then when it was time to eat, the king let him sit right next to him. And then he stood up with all that beautiful food by him. And he picked up a lamb chop and he shoved it in the hood of his coat. And then he poured soup into his pockets of his coat. And then he poured cookies, cream, tea, cake, fudge, meat, burgers, salad, everything they served into his coat. And the king just said, "Why, sir, why aren't you eating?"
Well, I came here and I wasn't dressed very well. And everybody didn't like me. And then I went and I got dressed and everybody did. So I figured it was the coat you wanted."
So there he went as he marched out the door. After that, they had all learned a lesson, as we all should too.
Don't peer your ears down, 'cause there's gonna be more.